All right, so I'm doing a quick review for Liverpool against Arsenal today, Saturday. The reason why I'm doing it is because I'm a Liverpool fan, and everyone's making it seem like this should be a walk in the park for Liverpool because we're on form, and Arsenal are missing a few defenders, and they haven't been on form. But that's where it's dangerous because, people are putting so many odds on Liverpool winning, and that's when things go wrong. We've seen before Arsenal put out teams that are, medium strength. Never a friendly side, but, they put out mid-strength teams and they still manage to hold us because they're up for it. It's a big challenge, They see us as rivals, and that's what happens. They play their best. They might not do it against other teams that, you expect them to win against, but when it comes to the big games, that's when they perform. And even though it's our ground, it's still a tricky game. Especially since everyone's been talking about can Liverpool go unbeaten and be like the Invincibles? That's reference to the old Arsenal team, however many years ago, that were unbeaten. And it just puts a jinx on things, really, when there's no need. And I think it was either Lovren or Moreno that says these kind of things. They ask him the question and he goes and says, yeah, we can go unbeaten. Rather than just be diplomatic like everyone else and say, well, we'll see, take it game by game. He goes and says, yes, we can go unbeaten. So that's not a good sign. But this game is important because the next one for Liverpool would be Man City. So we have about 7 points ahead of Man City. But if we drop against Arsenal, that's 3 points gone. Then we have to play City. If we drop against them, that's another 3 points gone. And then they're just 1 point behind. And it's not a big difference. So it's very important to take something away from the Arsenal game. And I don't think a draw would be good enough because, let's face it, comparing the two teams on paper, as usual, it looks like Liverpool are stronger, but this has happened before in the past, and even this season we got a draw with them 1-1. And it looked like we had possession, we had everything, and we still drawed because we wasted opportunities. And there's a lot of opportunities going wasted at the moment. The striking team ain't as it was the season before, where they were free flowing, they've changed up a bit. Salah's in a different position to what he was before. I think Mane and Firmino are a bit different as well. And they're getting used to it, they're adjusting. But Mane doesn't seem to be scoring as freely as he was before because he's missing opportunities that were so simple, and it's in important games and all. Against like Napoli, he should have scored and he didn't. He was one on one with the keeper and he put it wide. So something might not be there right with Mane, although he smiles a lot, you can never tell. I do think the addition of Shaqiri is a good addition because he brings something different or new, and he's eager to impress, and he's doing well at the moment. But the last goal Shaqiri scored, it was like the ball came in and he was in front of Mane, so he scored it, and Mane was behind him, so he would have scored it if Shaqiri wasn't there. Because I don't think that's a position where Firmino was there, he would have taken, so Mane would have scored. But Mane's reaction is like the ball came back out the net and Mane collected it. It wasn't like a. I didn't see Mane run off to celebrate, really. He was like, he grabbed the ball and it was like a. Ah, you've scored. If he wasn't there, I would have scored, kind of thing. Not saying he's got any resentment towards Shaqiri, but it's just, you want your goals as well. And it starts to affect your confidence if you're in that position as a striker, kind of, and scoring goals normally, and you can't now because someone else is there. Now, I don't think he'll be jealous, but that's the way it is at the moment. And he's got to get a few goals behind him, I think Mane, that is, before he gets back to how he was before to get his confidence up. But we'll see how the game goes today, and I might do an additional thing depending on how I feel after. If it goes bad for Liverpool, I might just slag them off or slag someone off anyway. Or if it goes well, I might add on to it with a happy report after. I will see. But anyone got anything to add to it? As usual, you can feel free. Right, so the game's just finished. It was 5-1 to Liverpool. At the start of the game, Arsenal scored a goal, and I was like, it's going to be one of those days they've scored. They might just brace the defence and score another one near the end. But that didn't happen. Liverpool came back like 2 minutes after that. I was surprised. Then 2 minutes after that goal, when it was 1-1, we made it 2-1. And then it just kind of went on from there, really. You got two penalties. People are going to question it because it's Salah again. And it seemed like he did go down kind of easy. But then again, you can argue defenders shouldn't touch them in the box. You know any kind of contact is going to lead to someone going down. So he's in his right to do it because it kind of put him off. He was going to take a shot and you hit the back of his leg kind of thing. So that's what happened. That was 5-1. Good game. The next one is Man City for Liverpool. So you'll see how that goes. But they're building momentum and they have to carry on if they want to win the league.